In the northwest corner of the state of Washington, you will find Olympic National Park. Its beautiful scenery encompasses most of the Olympic Peninsula of the state. On the west side, between the national park and the ocean, you'll find a town called Forks. And that's where I'm at for this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the northwest corner of the state of Washington, you will find Olympic National Park. Its beautiful scenery encompasses most of the Olympic Peninsula of the state. On the west side, between the national park and the ocean, you'll find a town called Forks.
Logging was a really important part of this town, and that's what this town started as. It was a logging town. The people that lived here were loggers, or they worked in the cookhouse.
Arisby Romero shares the story from the Forks Timber Museum. One of the displays here tells the important story of the work it took just to keep those logging crews fed.
You can imagine, they would go up at the crack of dawn and they would not stop working until sunset.
They might have a boxed lunch, but the morning and evening meals down in the town of Forks were important meals to keep one going for the entire workday.
It is said that they ate about 6,000 to 9,000 calories a day. We think it might be even more than that.
Those figures would be at least four times the calories we today consider the recommended daily allowance for an adult.
Daily food consumption for a 100-man crew, 100 pounds of sugar, 25 pounds of butter, 200 pounds of fruit and vegetables, mostly potatoes, 150 pounds of fresh meat, 50 pounds of smoked meat, 150 pounds of flour.
That was what a crew needed for just one day, and it was consumed very quickly.
Everybody would just stand around these tables, and there was no chairs. You just grabbed a whole pie, piled up food on top, and went to town.
Today, this town receives a lot of notoriety as the setting for the Twilight series of novels. However, this museum helps tell the story of what created the town and an industry that remains important today. Traveling the countryside in Forks, Washington, I'm Andrew McRae.